97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
All right, welcome into the Mark Cox Morning Show. Happy that you're with us here on this Monday morning. A week out from Election Day, got a little extra pep in my step this weekend. I watched that rally at Madison Square Garden last night, and wow. And that is not the reaction you're going to get from the mainstream media, because I just watched the CBS This Morning news at the top of the hour, and they're like, well, they gave the other speakers at the convention gave ammunition to the Democrats for the closing week of the campaign.
I just think it's ridiculous that the mainstream media, first of all, is trying to say, well, you know, Hitler was there all these years ago, and trying to draw comparisons to Trump's rally, saying that he was spewing racist, dangerous rhetoric. Watch 1 second of a Kamala Harris, you know, rally, if you even want to call it a rally, because people get upset that Beyonce, for example, isn't actually performing and they leave. But if you want to call it a rally, she is always, he's Hitler, he's he's an end to democracy.
It's fear.
Fear, absolutely. Fear.
Yeah, they're having to run on fear because she has no policies, and she doesn't want to run away from Biden's policies, which she was part of, so they have to try to scare people. And, you know, among their core supporters, it may be working. I just don't think it's working outside of that, because people can see the difference. I heard a decent explanation of this from, of all people, Chris Cuomo. And maybe I'll get to that here a little later this hour. I want people to be able to hear that. Coming up, we're going to get to a real or fake. And we got Kim on a whim. We got Dr. Bob Onder, of course, is running for Congress out in CD3. He's going to be on the ballot. We're going to get to him at the top of the next hour, along with Jesse Jane Duff. So be sure and hang around for that. Right now, here are our top stories.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
People are killing innocent people. Girls are being raped, you know. Girls are being murdered in the streets, and there's nothing being done about it.
That's Evelyn. She is a friend of mine that I met a few weeks back, and she's an immigrant to this country. She is angry by what she's seeing going on here, and she had something to say, and I invited her on the air. You get to hear her right here at 7:35.
I just did something very big for Detroit and for Michigan in particular. I killed the massive plants that were going to be built in Mexico. They're dead.
Yeah, President Trump responding to Joe Biden yesterday saying, what has he done for big labor? Well, guess what he did? He's telling him, you're going to get to keep your jobs because we're not going to turn all of our auto plants into electric vehicle plants, or we're not going to let the manufacturers move them all to Mexico.
He's talking about people rioting after the election. I think
Pelosi's were rioting after the election.
He said
Adam Schiff was rioting after the election.
You're using two separate phrases.
Yeah, Jake Tapper is a walking mouthpiece for the left. And yesterday, J.D. Vance had it out with him. I mean, mano a mano, back and forth on this issue of whether or not Trump's call that people in this, some of the people inside of this country are enemies of the country, is true.
To install Kamala Harris as the presidential nominee via stripping the vote of 14 million Americans, including their own delegates, such as myself. Well, that was a decision and a transaction that was concealed.
Yeah, that young lady, I don't know if you, if anybody saw that or not, it kind of went viral this weekend. Her name is Audrey McNeil. She was, 4 years ago, the youngest delegate sent to the Democratic National Convention. She got elected to go to the DNC again this year as a delegate. But you got to hear how things have changed from her point of view. I'm just looking at her, guessing she's 22, 23 years old, maybe. And I got to say, she's got an argument to make here for Democrats who are supporting Donald Trump in this election. Go to cut 12, Carl, please.
In 2020, I was elected at 18 to become one of the youngest delegates to the Democratic National Convention on behalf of my district. And in 2024, I was elected again to return to the DNC as a delegate. But this year, I'm casting my ballot for Donald Trump. You see, after I was elected in March, which was before Joe Biden's debate, I wanted to go to the DNC because I wanted answers on free speech issues, the border, and the economy. However, after reflecting on my time at the DNC, I realized that it was no longer the party of free speech and civil liberties that it used to be. In fact, Patrick Henry once said that the liberties of a people never were, nor ever will be secure when the transactions of their rulers may be concealed from them. And for the rulers of the Democratic Party elite to install Kamala Harris as the presidential nominee via stripping the vote of 14 million Americans, including their own delegates such as myself, well, that was a decision and a transaction that was concealed.
Yeah, it was a decision that was not only concealed, it was covered up by not just the politicians. I mean, that's who she's talking about. It was the media.
Mm-hmm.
The media in this country vacated their duty for due diligence because they knew. I mean, I've got a montage here this morning of lefties, the Democrats in the media in this country going on the media and complaining about what a horrible vice president Kamala Harris is. And when you look at it, I mean, it's not like it was that long ago, because she just became the vice presidential candidate 3 months ago. Just a snippet of it here, just a snippet.
There are reports that say that you have the lowest approval rating of any vice president.
Well, there are polls that also say I have great approval ratings.
Swing voters don't like Harris. How big a drag is Kamala Harris on the ticket?
She's a pretty big drag. I think she was arguably Biden's worst political decision.
They don't like her. There's lots of reasons they don't like her.
Kamala Harris's approval rating is now at 28%, which is an historic low for any modern vice president.
We're hearing it from mainstream media, one outlet after another, one leak after another, that Kamala Harris is the worst vice president ever, the worst politician ever.
We don't.
That's Joe Scarborough.
Here's the thing. This is a very unique election year, and that is that Donald Trump is so polarizing. You either love him or you maybe use the word hate to describe him, that she doesn't even really need to run on policy, and she certainly isn't. All she needs to run on is, I'm not Donald Trump. And that's exactly what she's doing. As long as she can distance herself from Trump, he says this, she says opposite, except I guess no tax on tips because she copied that one.
Right.
That might sadly be enough for people. If she said some outrageous policy, there would still be people who would say, I'll vote for you simply because you're not Donald Trump.
And I heard the pollster Luntz this weekend making the point that that is when her momentum started to die. When she went from, here are my ideas, even though she wouldn't go into specifics, and joy and hope and all that, to Donald Trump, Donald Trump, Donald Trump, to every end, no matter what the question was, the answer was, but Donald Trump, but Donald Trump, but Donald Trump. You heard it in the debates. You heard it in her interview on Fox, everywhere. He said that's when her momentum stalled and went the other direction, because that's not enough. For most people, they want to know what she's going to do, and pure hatred of Donald Trump is not enough.
But it's enough for almost half the country, because I know that Donald Trump is winning a lot of these polls, but as of right now, it's not like it's a landslide. I mean, let's be real. It's neck and neck in a lot of these swing states, and that's really sad that there are a number of people who are just voting for her because she's not Donald Trump.
Yeah, I believe the polls are wrong.
I believe that, I hope
I
that.
Do. I don't. I just can't believe people are going to go cast a vote for this lady, to be honest with you. All right. We're going to get to a quick break here. We got to Real or Fake coming up. Evelyn, the African immigrant, has a powerful statement that you need to hear leading into this election. This is the undercurrent in this America, in this country. You need to understand going into this election. It's not just me, who's mad about this broken border policy. Legal immigrants to this country are mad about it. You're going to hear from her coming up at 7:35. Stay tuned.
We are fighting the fake news.
Real or fake?
Fake. Phony. Fake.
News quiz.
It is time for the Real or Fake News quiz, where I read the people in the studio a headline, and they have to decide whether it is real or fake.
And Nicole Murray stole one of your good ones earlier,
didn't she?
She
did.
Yeah, I know.
It would have even screwed up Kim St. Ange, who is our returning champion.
Thank
Congratulations,
you.
Congratulations, Kim.
Appreciate that.
Boo.
Haters going to hate.
So, Kim, let's start with you. The reason bubblegum is pink is because it is the only dye the inventor had on hand. Real or fake?
I'll say real.
Ethan Bright.
I'm going to go fake.
Mark Cox.
I'm going fake.
It is real.
Oh, right off the bat.
Thank you, because it is Halloween week. And
why,
so did,
why wouldn't it be white?
Well, it was gray because it was made from like tree sap. And so he's
but like bubble yum is always purple.
But this was double bubble, I believe, was the first one.
All right.
And so he's like, I don't want people eating this gray stuff, so let's make it pink.
And that's why they make all the other food. They fill it with other chemicals and stuff and dyes because they want it to be pretty. I'll get off my high horse here.
No, you're fine. Speaking of more candy stuff, Ethan Bright, real or fake, German chocolate was made by an American named Samuel German, not an actual German. Real or fake?
Let's go real.
Mark Cox.
I'm going fake.
Kim I'll say Nash. Fake.
It's real?
Are you kidding me?
Yeah,
I've been eating German chocolate cake my whole life. Thinking some German made it?
Samuel German.
He technically is a German, just not what you think.
Oh, man.
American German.
An American German. Mark Cox. A university banned the use of capital letters in emails to avoid scaring students. Real or fake?
I got to go fake on that, Carl, as woke as we are these days.
Kim St. Ange.
The last two were real, so I'm going to say fake.
I'm going to go real.
It's fake. Yeah, good job, Mark.
Yeah, there you go.
He's on the board.
And so, but Kim's logic helped her out. I don't know what that means. Kim St. Ange. A couple in Florida named their baby with the emoji for a smiley face. Real or fake?
People would do that. Real.
Ethan Bright, real or fake?
I'll go real. I guess they would try.
Mark,
I'm going to go fake because how would you introduce them?
Mark Cox is correct. It is fake.
Duh. You know people would try that.
They might try it, but how
the
do you
same
say
way you did
this
Prince.
Is my child and you try to fake
the artist formerly known as
emoji?
My baby.
Yeah,
Mark,
exactly.
People think that they're German shepherds and they think they're cats and they want to use litter boxes.
They're probably
we're not
named
people
after
aren't
somebody
above
who
this.
German.
Mark Cox. Yes. Real or fake, the city of San Francisco is still using floppy disk to power their light rail. Real or fake?
I'll go fake on that, Carl.
Kim St. Ange, real or fake?
Fake.
Ethan Bright.
I'm going to go real.
It's real. They're spending $212 million to update it. It still goes on the floppy disk. The reason is not because they're not working anymore. They still work, but the people who know how to use floppy disks are dying off.
I remember using floppy disks.
Yeah. Would you know how to start the San Francisco
the
light
BART
rail?
I can't say I would know how to do that, Carl.
It's the Muni Metro.
Can't be too hard.
Sure.
Just wing it.
Who's up? I think it's Kimberly St. Ange. Kim St. Ange, real or fake? A gorilla at the Bronx Zoo learned to knit and makes baby booties. Real or fake?
I have faith in that gorilla. I'm going to say real.
Ethan Bright.
Yeah, I'm going to go real, too.
I'm going fake.
Mark Cox is correct. It's fake.
How do you come up with this stuff, and why do I believe it?
I know, right?
Maybe the better question.
True. I don't know how I came up with that one. You know what? When I was typing that out last night, I said, if I say Bronx Zoo, it'll sound more real. Is that what threw you, the specifics?
No, I just felt like a gorilla could do that.
Yeah.
Okay. Ethan Bright, real or fake? Roller coasters are built to shake. Real or fake?
I'm going to go real.
Mark Cox.
Real.
Real.
It is real. If the support beams and tracks did not shake, they'd snap. So when people, that thing's really shaky, doesn't matter. You want it to shake or else you will die.
I'll tell myself that when I feel turbulence on a plane.
Well, that's different.
I know. I'm going to tell myself that.
Mark Cox, a mysterious buyer, just made the largest Thighmaster bulk order in history. Real or fake?
Suzanne Summers' husband? Who was it?
I'm not going to say who, but real or fake?
I guess I'm going to go real on that, Carl.
Kim St. Ange.
I'll say real, too.
Ethan Bright.
I'll go real.
It's fake, but that means Mark Cox. Welcome back, Mark.
No kidding.
You won.
Wow. I came from behind. That's
three
a
three to two
win.
To two.
How about that? About Congratulations. Time. It's about time. All right, Carl. Thank you for picking good questions this week.
Oh, my gosh. If you lose, it's bad questions. Coming Is that
up,
how it goes?
Yeah, pretty much. Coming up, we're going to talk to our friend Evelyn. You got to hear from this one of the best interviews we've ever done here. It's explaining why, as an immigrant, illegal immigrant, she's against the open border that we're dealing with and how she's voting in this election. We'll be right back. Glad you're back with us. You know, we've talked a lot about the important issues heading into this election, and just a week away now, and I think immigration is always right at the top of that. There's immigration and usually the economy are the two big issues for people, I think, this year. The border's been open for years now. The Harris administration and Biden administration didn't really do anything to help that until the last 6 months or so. And I still don't seriously think that's their intention. And I had a great conversation the other day with someone I met in an Uber, in fact, and she started telling me her story of immigrating to this country. And it's one that I asked her if we could share with my listeners. And welcome to the studio, Evelyn. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you, Mark.
Yeah, thank you for being here. That it's you've got quite a story to tell. Yes. So why don't we start at the beginning? Tell folks how you ended up in America.
So there was a war in my country. I'm actually from Liberia, a small country on the west coast of Africa. And there was a war in my country that lasted 13 to 14 years. It was a bloody civil war. And there was almost 150 to 250,000 people, you can look that up, that got killed, that were murdered. So it was bad. And I, my country was actually colonized by the Americans. So, and I applied. So when I applied for political asylum, I was accepted. And then luckily for me, I encountered a really good person who interviewed me and decided that she promised, she gave me her word. And she said to me, you will go to America. You will go and see the greatest country in the world since you have no peace. And you are living really a horrible and sad life here. I sought refuge in a neighboring country in the Ivory Coast. And it wasn't so easy. You have to speak the language to be able to purchase food. It was really hard. So, yeah. And this young girl, I wish I could see her again to tell her thank you. I'm so grateful to be in this great country. I came, but I landed in California. And then, of course, I sent for mother, and mother came. Unfortunately for me, mother was diagnosed with cancer. And mom passed away last year. But then in California, mom, I had nobody to help me go to work and go to school and look after mom. So I have a couple of relatives in St. Louis. So mom told me, you know what, let's go to St. Louis and we can stay with your sister and I can get treatment. You can go to school and do something with your life. So we moved to St. Louis.
Yeah.
That's how I came to the U.S.
And you had two young sons as well when you came, right?
Yes. Yeah.
How old were you at this point when you came over to the United States?
I can't give you my exact age, but I was in my 30s.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was in my early 30s.
Wow.
When I came to the U.S., yes.
When we talked about this, you told me that when you look at the situation now with the border, with people flooding across and some of the benefits that are being handed out, that angered you.
Oh, I'm very angry, Mark. I'm very angry. So if you want to come to this country, you have to do your best to come here legally. Do not cross the border, because right now, countries, you know, emptying their jail houses. They are emptying their mental health homes, and they're sending those criminals, you know, those mentally ill people into this great country. I don't know why the border is still open, but under President Trump, the border was closed. He was trying to finish the wall. He was building this wall, you know, and he didn't have the chance to complete it. So I'm sad that the border is still open up to this time, that Harris and her administration, Joe Biden, they are doing nothing to close the border, and people are crossing in and coming into this country illegally. It's annoying. It's really hard to watch, you know. So come to this country legally, go through the process that I went through. It took 4 years. I have to study. I have to study your history and then pay to become a citizen. So when you go through the process, it's really great. But I don't know the reason why they are allowing illegal immigrants to come to this country. They are paying them. Why? I want to understand that. And this is not right to people who struggle to get here. It was so hard for many people to come to this country. Refugees, political asylum seekers, you know, it was really tough. But then now the border is open and people are just walking through the borders and there's nothing being done about it. And those people, most of them, they are criminals. Because I come from Africa and I know and I saw things over there, you know, scary things. You cannot leave your borders open. People are killing innocent people. Girls are being raped, you know. Girls are being murdered in the streets. And there's nothing being done about it. And they are giving those people food stamps and giving them thousands of dollars. They put them in those most expensive hotels. And why? I came here legally. They should be do the same, you know. So it hurts. It angered me, you know.
They say it's hateful, right, if you don't want to let all these people into our country.
How is it hateful? I need to understand. They need to explain to me how is it hateful. You know, because I'm angry. I'm a foreigner who came to this country and became a citizen. And I'm angry. I don't like the way they are walking into the borders and free. And they are not being interviewed. They are not, nothing is being done, you know, to check the backgrounds to see if they are criminals, if it is okay for them to come, you know. They are not being tested. Nothing is being done, you know. And they just enter and just flood the country. You know, it's hard to watch.
It's hard to watch. I know. Yeah. Evelyn, I said on the air last week that I think a lot of people who are born in America kind of take for granted some of the opportunities that are here for you if you work hard. Tell me what your American dream has been like.
So apart from other things that I encountered, you know, went through with my mother's illness, I came to this country with nothing. I came with two suitcases with no cash. And then I landed in California, and there was a refugee. It's called the International Rescue Committee or whatever it's called. So it's based in San Francisco. So, and guess how much they gave me? $200. And they say, well, you can read and write, right? And I say, yes. And they say, well, you need to go and find a job. And they give me a bus pass. And what I did, I went to a factory where they make cornflakes. And I applied, and I packed boxes, you know, and I put myself through CNA classes. That's how I started. So I graduated, and I worked, and I managed to send for my mother. I have to pay for her to come. So, and then when we moved there, I bought a house. I worked. I bought my own house. Can you imagine that? I bought a brand new car. So that's the American dream we are talking about. When you work hard, you put your everything into it. You know, you don't complain. I'm not oppressed. No one did any harm to me when I came here. I'm a free citizen, you know. I can go and do whatever work I want to do. Americans are so kind to me. They are loving people. I know there are a few handful of idiots out there. But majority of the people here are loving them. They are really good people, you know.
Yeah. And people who are living here, who are born here in America, you see so much hate for our country, yeah. Right? People who kneel for the national anthem, all these things. And I don't think if they just heard a story like yours, maybe yeah. they would have more appreciation for them being born here in the United States.
Oh, yeah, they don't appreciate it, but I appreciate it. And I love this country. Guess what? A couple of weeks ago, I put the American flag up in front of my house. So in a few days, you know, someone came over and set my entire trash on fire. Yeah. So what I did, I took my flag and I wrap it on. I just put it in my push. And my neighbors are like, oh my God, someone is angry. Someone is mad at you. And I'm like, oh, are you kidding me? Why? I love this country. I stand up for the flag of the United States. You know, this country has given my family that are so much. I have nieces and nephews, you know, they bought their homes. Those are kids like maybe 23, 24 years. Why are you angry? Why you think you oppressed? I came here as a refugee. My family and I came here as refugees, you know. We are doing our best. We want to work, you know. We want to live the American dream. Why you hate your country? You should try Africa. Some of these people need to go and stay in Africa just for a week. See where you get your food from. You have to stand in line. You have to wait. I mean, you. Where will you sleep? I have orphans. My brothers and sisters died in the war. My stepfather got killed. So they're orphans. I work hard every day and send money home to help them to pay rent. And they are living in a half-finished buildings. Over wow. there, it's really tough. If you think this country is doing so bad, go to Africa. Go to other countries, you know, and try it. Try living out there for a while, for just a week. I only give you 1 week, and you will come back. This is the greatest country in the world. This country gives us so much, but we are here, and we don't appreciate it. I feel sorry for people like that, you know. I take people on my Uber and Lyft, and I talk to them, and I tell them, you have to vote, you know. You have to vote. You have to do that and do it now. This is the time. If this country goes down, you are going down with it. People respect you from around the world because this is the greatest country in the world. You can't find helps. You can't find things here cheap. You know, you can go to the store and get what you want. You can work and purchase what you want. You can purchase a home, purchase anything. Get food for lower price when President Trump was in office. But yes, now you try to get a grocery. You try to get something. It's so hard right now. You can't get anything for lower price, you know?
Kim, do you understand why I wanted Evelyn to tell her story?
100%. I want to slow clap you and just give you a hug because you're so spot on, and I can hear it, obviously, in your emotion. And it makes me want to cry because it angers me that so few people actually understand how big of a deal it is to live in this country and the freedoms that we have.
Evelyn told me she would sign up for the military if she could.
Yeah. The only thing, I'm a little older now, but I want to write down.
To give back.
And I salute those men and women, you know, who will take their lives and go over there and fight for this country. And people do not appreciate them, you know. They see them in the street, they bully them, they mock them, they throw things at them. I have seen it. I watch TV. I watch the Fox News. Why? I don't get it.
We
have it so good in this great United States, and we don't know.
I think that, again, for most of us, all we want is for our children to have a better life than we had. And that's the other part of the American dream you've achieved. Your sons are doing really well, aren't they?
Yeah, they are doing really well. My son is in California, Walnut Creek. He bought himself a home.
That's awesome.
Great.
He's married with a little baby.
Well, Evelyn, congratulations on your success. And I can't thank you enough for sharing your story. I think it's such an important thing for Americans to hear. Who takes so much of this for granted, and you don't. And thank you for your message. It's very important.
I'm just so happy that you agreed to come on the show.
Oh, yeah.
I think your message is going to be very impactful for a lot of
and
people.
Can I just say one thing?
Please.
I just say something? So I've been picking up a few people on my Uber. And there was a lady I picked up yesterday, and she said to me, when I picked her up, she said, oh, you sound foreign, you know? I'm like, oh, really? And then she said, who are you voting for? I said, oh, ma'am, why are you asking? She said, because I want you to vote for Kamala Harris. And I'm like, now tell me why. She said, because, you know, she's scholar, you know, she's Donald Trump, he's hateful. And I'm like, how is he hateful? Just give me one thing, you know? And I told her, I said, I'm from Africa. How is he hateful? Tell me, you know? And then she says, oh, he's racist towards Africa. I said, no, but you can't tell me one thing. Donald Trump is not racist. He is the best president that you would ever ask for in any country. This is the right person. He's a good person. He's strong. He's brave. And he speaks his mind, you know. So then
good
she's
for you.
Like, oh, yeah. And then she's like, well, I thought, you know, you would vote for Kamala. So I'm like, no, I would not vote for Kamala. If that's what you want, you can even call Uber. They can fire me today. But I would not listen to you.
Love you, Evelyn. Thank
you. Did she give you a good tip, by the way?
She was angry.
See?
Yeah. Low rating?
Yeah.
Typical liberal.
Exactly.
But they're all about inclusivity, right? Unless it goes against their narrative, right? The party of love, unless you don't agree.
Then they have no love.
There's no love.
There's no love. It's just hate and oppressed. They are all people are always oppressed, you know.
Yeah. Evelyn, we love you. Thank you for being here.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you for telling your story.
I appreciate you all.
Yeah, we're going to be back in just a minute.
Kim on a whim.
Kim on a whim is proudly brought to you by Missouri Brush Control. Enjoy your land the way you've always dreamed of. Learn more at MissouriBrushControl.com.
I know, and I saw things over there, you know, scary things. You cannot leave your borders open. People are killing innocent people. Girls have been raped, you know. Girls are being murdered in the streets, and there's nothing being done about it. They are giving those people food stamps and giving them thousands of dollars. They put them in those most expensive hotels. And why? I came here legally. They should be do the same, you know. So it hurts. It angered me, you know.
How incredible was Evelyn? I was going to talk about something else. And after re-listening to that interview, you know, because we taped it on Friday, which is why those of you watching on Facebook or Rumble, whatever else, you weren't able to see us. It was recorded in a different studio. But we have to talk about that because I just think her story is so inspirational. And that would be very frustrating for someone like her who came over, went through all the necessary steps, worked her tail off to get where she is, and now she watches millions of people pouring across our border illegally. They're giving preloaded debit cards. They're being housed in ritzy hotels and apartments and given their amenities are all paid for, and she worked her butt off to get where she is. How frustrating.
I know.
And why are not more people angered about that? Why are so many people willing to just let all these illegals come in our country and say, you know what, we're a melting pot? Yeah, we are. But that doesn't mean that you allow people to just come in illegally.
Well, here's the other thing. And she came from a background where freedom of speech was not a thing, right? I mean, she couldn't say what she wanted to do in her home country. It took a lot of guts for her to come on here. Now, she's proud to be an American. She knows what her rights are. She asked that we not use her last name so she could retain that bit of anonymity. But her passion, she's so passionate about what she's talking about that I knew the minute I got her on microphone, any nervousness would disappear.
Mm-hmm.
Because she preaches this all the time, and she's angry about it. Now, one thing she didn't talk a lot about is her children. Her boys are both very successful. One lives in California, I know for sure, has a child, her grandchild. They're both thriving in this country in ways they could never have in the country they were born in Liberia. How is that possible? How is it possible that we have human beings who will go to a Kamala Harris town hall and lament how the system oppresses them when here you have a African woman who immigrated here, who has, through hard work, achieved the American dream, became a citizen, got her certified nursing assistant's degree. She's worked in a bank. She's now driving Uber. She does what she has to do to make ends meet, but she owns her own home. She owns her own car. She's worked to make those things real.
Mm-hmm.
She's not a victim of racism. She doesn't blame anybody for anything. She takes responsibility for her life.
Yeah. Well, everyone just wants to say they're a victim now. And you have this intersectionality, which is basically like, how many of those boxes can you check? Well, okay, you're a woman. Well, you're a minority. Okay, you're black. Oh, you're a minority. Oh, you're a lesbian too. Oh, now you're really, really oppressed. And it's like the more boxes you can check, the more of a victim you are and the more cards you have to play in the game of life. And somehow that puts you ahead. And it's disgusting that we've turned to that. And people use those excuses all the time on why they should be handed something instead of having to work hard like Evelyn has.
She's not the first person I've known who's an immigrant who has expressed that to me, but she's the first one I've been able to get to come on the air and talk about it. And, I've had other people who've said, listen, my parents came here legally 40 years ago or 30 years ago and raised us to respect this country and love this country for the opportunities that are here. They didn't want to come on the radio and talk about it. But it's just, hopefully it drives the point home to people. She's supporting Trump because she knows he's right. She knows you don't have a country if you don't have a border.
Right. And you know what? For all those people who hate America and say it'd be better off elsewhere, my gosh, get on a plane. I'll help you cover the cost of the flight. Go live there for a week and let me see if you change your mind.
She said you wouldn't last a week.
I don't think they would.
Country.
No.
I think she's absolutely right. You can go back and listen to that interview on demand. Share it with your friends. It'll be up on the podcast here very shortly. Coming up, Dr. Bob Onder, the race for Congressional District 3. Stay tuned.
Get more at 971talk.com.